Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Pat, I know Pablo Lopez has been pretty good through a handful of starts for the Twins. But Luis Arraez, actually his batting average is now, after a mini slump, down to .414 after 32 games.
Must have had no hits last night then, because he was .420 beforehand, or maybe only one or something. But yes, he's, he's also playing. We were trying to get the part of the reason was the possibility of injury. Wasn't that one of the things they talked about? They, you know, because he was a little banged up at the end of last year, which by the Twins standards isn't really being injured, but he missed a couple of games. They love him. I think if it's true that the only way you could get Pablo Lopez was to give him up, okay, I guess it's, something you did, but, and they do have a middle infielders. It's just, to me, it's not the middle infield part. It's having a leadoff hitter, having somebody at the top of the order is going to give you a good at bat in front of slump ridden Carlos Correa. And, it was always this team has so few guys that a grind out in a bat that to have, he didn't take that many pitches, but when he had to, he'd have an 8-pitch at bat with 3 foul balls and stuff like that. He had a lot of first pitches. So statistically, he got a lot of base hits on first pitches. So statistically you can say, well, he didn't take that many pitches, but when he had to, he did. When the bases were loaded with nobody out, who did you want at the plate with this team? Him. Right?
Joey Gallo.
Joey Gallo. Or Jose, anything they throw me, I'm going to pop up Miranda. Somebody like that. Who did you want up in a situation where you needed a good at bat? And not having him has really, there was a place for him. Let's find, first base, second base, wherever. Phil, I didn't realize that Bill Miller story today, everybody might have written it because of what he said on the Apple TV telecast, but Correa taking credit for Buxton being in center field all the time. Is I haven't looked at the Star Tribune comments on that piece, but I'm sure the smartasses are out in force saying, now who's going to tell Correa to only play shortstop, and not hit or something like
yeah,
that.
Correa apparently sat Buxton down over a dinner during spring training or something.
He even gave us the menu of what he prepared for him.
Oh, nice.
What was on the menu?
Chickpea pasta and shrimp and lobster. Pasta thing. Pretty good.
And if you make $30 million a year, aren't you obligated to sprinkle lobster into pretty much every meal?
Yes, right. But it's prepared by him. It's his, he apparently does not have a chef there preparing it for them. And they had a 4-hour conversation with a few people and convinced him that if he just, at least started off just playing DH, just being the DH, he could stay in the lineup. And, so far he has. So, if this gets him to play 145 games, I miss him as a center fielder, but I'll take it, right?
Yeah, and the older he gets, he's 29 now. The older he gets, the more that the center field thing is, he's not 24 years old anymore.
Well, we were all very stupid when they made the trade for Michael Taylor to still thinking about, hey, Buxton's going to be our center fielder and this guy's going to be the backup. No, they got him because he's going to be the center fielder.
Well, this show wasn't fooled that.
No,
narrative.
No, that's correct. But anyway, that's it. Louis would be very handy in this lineup, to say the least. I think somebody figured out the 220 batting average would be 235 as of yesterday if he was in it.
You know, it would be by the way, he does his hit streak. It's like a 10-game hit streak or something. So he has had hits in his last three games.
Yeah.
His batting average in the last three games has dropped from 437 to 414 after a 1-for-4, a 1-for-5, and a 1-for-4.
Yes, so it's hard to maintain those 437s. Somebody, I said something the other day, and somebody said, not sustainable. Yeah, okay, good, thank you. 440 is not sustainable. That's, you know.
What's his war, though, Pat?
I think his war is almost 2, so that's whatever it is. I don't know what that means, but I guess it means that Marlins have won 2 more games because he played, right?
It means that if you were to replace him with just like a quad A caliber player, uh-huh, that they currently have 2 more wins than they would if they had the quad A player. Yes.
Well, that's that's hard for an infielder to get it. I'm sure they're very happy with the trade. And the bad part about it for the Twins is that their hitting stinks, though. What do you think, though? I think in a month from now, Judd and I were talking about this yesterday, Royce Lewis will probably be playing third base. And Julian might be, they might have to figure out a place for him to hit on the top of the order. I don't know who's somebody's going to move here, and I don't know who it is. I still think they'd love to get rid of Kepler, don't you?
Yeah, this is actually a good sell high time for him, right? He's actually kind of come around.
He's okay, but like you look at the Yankees, they have no corner outfielders. I can't believe you can't make a trade with them. Their corner outfielders are disaster. I saw them screw up another game the other day. They screwed up 2 games here, and the corner outfielder, that Cabrera guy's life's in danger out there. Cordero or Cabrera or whatever his
Cabrera,
name is.
Cabrera, yeah, I think so.
He's terrible.
Yeah, Franchi. Juan Hicks is still there. Aaron Hicks is unplayable.
Oh, he's awful. He's awful. And they gave him that huge contract. He had one good year.
Yep.
And he missed more games than Buxton, too. Everybody talks, they shouldn't have given up Hicks. He had one good year. And he caught the ball in the 15-14 game out in center field. Yeah, he caught the ball there. Buxton would have went over there and stood and caught it.
Hicks going for it.
Hicks made the catch. That's a hell of a game, though. We're not going to see any of those this year. We're not going to see any 15-14s, I don't think. That was when you see a ball hit now, though, compared to 2019, it's amazing, isn't it? Hey, that guy hit the ball pretty good. It's 20 feet from the fence.
Yeah.
And, back then it was whoop. Anytime you saw a good swing with contact, it was a home run.
Well, look at some of the guys on that Twins team. Like Mitch Garver hit 30 home runs that year?
Yeah.
His percentage was unbelievable per bat. Yeah. He hit one every 9 at bats or something.
Yeah. His slugging was 600 or something. It was absurd.
He hit 31 home runs.
Yeah,
he slugged 630.
Remember that? We won a game one night in the ninth inning, and he hit it good. And it went about 40 feet up on the grass in center field, straight dead center. Wow. Looked like a Titleist. Unbelievable. And the statistical people said, 2% or something. They were getting a hell of a lot more than 2% out of those baseballs when they hit them.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, and let's just be honest. I mean, the Twins set the major league record for home runs, and they had a good power hitting lineup, and everything kind of clicked. But they just hit towering pop ups for 6 months.
Pretty good club coming to town that hasn't reached its potential tonight, though. San Diego. That lineup, the top 5, though, unbelievable if they all get their act together.
Cruz is back, right? He's reborn.
He DHs. He's actually playing more. When the year started, he was just like DHing against lefties or something. What is he, 43?
Yeah, he's got to be, yes.
Yeah, he's amazing. He maintained his bat speed. I saw him bat a couple of times, a couple of games ago. I was watching him, and he missed. He's now got the groove swing, man. He's swinging right here. If the ball's there, he's going to hit it a long time. But if it's a breaking ball down, he'll miss it by a foot. He doesn't maneuver the bat like he did 3 years ago. But if you hit him, if you, you know, kind of like Gallo, if you throw it, if you hit his bat, it goes a long ways.
He turns 43 on July 1st, by the way. So here's the amazing thing about him. He really didn't break. He had a couple cups of coffee in his mid-20s, but his first real play every day season, he was 28 years old with Texas. So he really got his start when he was 28 years old. And he's going to flirt with, I don't think he's going to get to 500 home runs because he needs 38 more. But he might hit 500 home runs 28 and older.
Yeah, it is. That's one thing people don't realize about him, how long it took him to get to the big leagues. And, he would have been, he's a Hall of Famer probably if he didn't get popped for steroids. He won't make it because of that. But, pretty incredible that, there's some good angles there with them coming to town. Cruz, Jace Tingler got fired as their manager 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, the Jace Tingler revenge series. Let's go.
Yes.
Rocket wants it for him.
Yeah, yes. So, hey, might be a thunderstorm, but beyond that, it's at least you can go to a ball game without freezing to death this week. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we'll take
it. Absolutely.
We'll take it.
My guy Tibbs, man, he ain't going to make it. Miami's just – that guy from Miami can coach me. That's Spoelstra, isn't he?
And half their players are undrafted.
Yeah.
The Heat culture has become kind of a cliche, but it is a thing. You can just kind of put anyone into that system. And Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra.
And you put up with Jimmy's nonsense all year, but you get to the playoffs, you got a monster, he's the meanest guy in basketball, and when he's making shots, it's something. And they had a lot of guys like that. Duncan Robinson was useless all year. Yesterday he had a couple of big threes for him, and they're going to go to the, I think Boston will end up getting out of the East, but Miami might give him a game. I think Boston's going to beat Philly.
But Boston's in a knife fight right now. When James Harden decides to show up and score 40 points, which he has twice, you're not beating Philadelphia. By the way, if you're like Judd and you're anti-Karl Anthony Towns and you just want Karl Anthony Towns traded, these playoffs are playing out very well. You need the Knicks to kind of trip over themselves. Yeah. You need Boston to kind of trip over themselves, You need a couple teams to get desperate. Brooklyn got bounced early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brooklyn's, I still think, the most likely for them to get traded because they got rid of all their big money guys. So they can't have big cap issues, can they? Because they, got rid of all their superstars. So although they did so well with the Harden, Irving, Durant experiment. Those three guys played 12 games together. 12 games. If you brought them, three of them in there, and Kyrie went in Dallas and ruined another team, So
that was incredible. He submarined that team quick too.
Doncic is, they're going to have a hard. Now they're begging Doncic to stay, because they. They're afraid he's going to demand a trade because he's.
I might beg him to mix in a salad and some cardio. Actually, coming from me, by the way.
Really be casting stones.
They were talking about. By the way, I was very proud of myself this morning because I'm kind of watching my calories here, so I didn't put butter on my banana bread when I ate it this morning. That was a diet tip. I was at Brent Smith yesterday and. To go to Bud Smith, you got to get a loaf of banana bread. But I didn't put butter on it this morning. So
wow, amazing self-restraint. There should be a Sports Center feature. Can we get Tom Rinaldi to come
30
in?
30 for 30. Patrick Royce woke up this morning. Diet tips.
It's better with butter, but you don't really need it. It's still pretty good banana bread. So that's a pretty good tip.
1,000 calories without butter is only 1,000 calories.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's true.
So. By the way, you're speaking of basketball news cycle here the last couple days. So 48 hours after your favorite player, D'Angelo Russell, in a Q&A with The Athletic said, "The Timberwolves held me back. I'm a killer, man. I need to fly and be let loose." He goes 1-for-10 in a pivotal playoff game last night and spends the fourth quarter on the bench.
Is this, you know what? Sometimes you think guys are just BSing, but he's that deluded. I think he's that deluded.
He said they ended the Q&A with him saying, "The Lakers have a big decision to make on me."
Yes, right. Whether they're going to, because he thinks he's not making enough money now, right? He thinks Correct. He should be higher. Boy, has he got a rude awakening coming. How about the fact in the playoff, in the play-in game against your old club, they didn't play you the last 17 minutes. You think there was a reason for that?
Yep.
They didn't play the last 17 minutes
Pat,
of that.
He complained about being a third guy on a team with Karl Anthony Towns and a 20-year-old. Mm-hmm. And now he's behind two first ballot future Hall of Famers, LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
At best, you're the third guy in your new situation.
He never was that great, I guess. When Brooklyn was terrible, he took 22 shots a game and averaged something. But I don't even know how he ended up being the number two pick in the draft. Was it that bad a draft?
There are some guys that they wake up in the morning with extreme self-confidence. You like look and be like, look at Judd wakes up, looks in the mirror and sees Ryan Gosling. That's right. That's D'Angelo Russell
not
wakes
he
up.
Lives with me.
D'Angelo Russell wakes up in the morning, looks in the mirror, and sees Kobe Bryant in his prime every single day.
He is.
It is amazing. He's. I heard a lot of babbling about the interview. I haven't seen it yet, but God, what an idiot. He's. Meanwhile, our boys would rather have a 36-year-old who's played 16 seasons. Who knows what planet he's on? That's a difference, right?
So, yeah, and it was the right call. Which
yes, it was. Yes, it was. One of the only good trade Connolly made, right? Is that right? So anyway,
And you get Nikhil Alexander Walker and a good young combo guard.
When can they? So we have to wait for all the playoffs to be over before the nonsense starts.
Pretty much. And so I don't think, on the cat front.
They can't make a Nas deal now, right? They can't sign Nas now.
Don't know what the deadline is. I mean, they could have signed him any point during the season. I don't know if there's like a stop point where you can't, if there's a window.
July 1st, right?
In terms of like signing your own guy back. Once the season ends, maybe you can't then until a certain date. Now, you can't trade Cat until July.
Right.
Yeah. But we knew sometime in early June that they were going to get Jimmy Butler, right? Or June,
That was a pre. That was a pre-draft.
That's right. It was late June. It was late June.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was you can agree to deals, but they can't be finalized.
When are we getting Judge mock schedule tomorrow?
Today.
Oh, that's today,
Pat. And it's done. It's done. Four versions. Took me hours. Everything.
Are we opening it? Give me a hint. Are we opening it at home or on the road?
I'm going to take my headphones out because I don't want any spoilers. You tell me when I can come back.
You don't have to tell me who. Are we opening it at home or on the road?
On the road.
On the road. Because we only have 7 home games, right?
Last
year we only had 7 true road games.
Yes, because until we go to the goal of 18 games, Pat, we're going to have this.
Yes,
but don't worry, right around the corner, the 18 game regular
season. As soon as he gets back from the Cayman Islands or wherever he is, Dean Morris is going to negotiate another year away from. He's going to get his team players to play another game for no money.
Samar? Yeah.
The idiot. Union leader. There's been nobody paid off better by management than this guy. Unbelievable.
Worst union in America. Forget any other union. It's the worst in America.
When they look at these TV deals, why don't they say, "I want guaranteed contracts and I'm not going to play"? Why don't they say that? Huh?
Kirk did. Kirk's your hero.
Yeah, Kirk is. That's the only reason I like him. So, anyway. All right, boys.
All right.
Go get him.
Thank you.
Who's in the ball yard tonight? You at the ball yard tonight, Judd?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. Andres, are you kidding? Yeah, I'll be there.
I'll see you. All right.
All right. There is. Yeah. Royce Unchained, presented by our friends at the Power Lodge. Power Lodge and Miller Marine, new partners here on Score North. Get that throttle therapy. Yep, this is on the YouTube channel. This is actually, Declan shot this footage. This is Judd tapping the app here.
Yep, that's my hair. Bennington. That's my gray hair. Because you know what? Look at how relaxed I look, though. Look at how at ease. Minnesota Sports Therapy, it comes through my Bennington. Because that allows me to relax, enjoy. I am the guy on back, too. I don't drive.
Judd doesn't actually have a Bennington yet, but he could get one, much like you, at one of the Twin Cities' newest Bennington dealers, Power Lodge, locations in Brainerd, Onamia, Ramsey, and Miller Marine in St. Cloud, powerlodge.com and millermarine.com.